This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One guy in this draft, Andy, is the guy that is the highest rated guy in this draft. Mm-hmm. Everybody tells you this guy is the best football player in this draft, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. The comparison that I've read is LaDainian Tomlinson,
yep,
who is one of the greatest players at his position in NFL history. And I've asked numerous people on our show. Chris Rose, just the other day, laughed at my thought.
Why?
He just said, no, they're not taking a running back at two. My thought is this. If Ashton Jeanty is that good in a draft of players that aren't supposed to be that good, and you really need a running back, and you have Kevin Stefanski as your head coach who loves to run the football, why would you roll the dice perhaps on a guy like Travis Hunter, who if he has a great season will touch the ball on offense 80 times, as opposed to taking the absolute beast at running back who will carry the ball 250 times.
The only question with him is, do you have to take him at two? That's it.
You could maybe trade down.
Yeah.
Maybe trade down.
You're rolling the dice
Absolutely.
On a guy that you want.
Absolutely. Ashton Jeanty, along with, and I love this, comes from a military family.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, discipline's been a part of his life, his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's the situation. He watched the Super Bowl, and he said, you know, he wrote a piece on the Players Tribune, which is, you know, a really cool website where the players write their own stuff with help from probably editors who really know some good stuff.
Right.
But when he's watching the Eagles go to the Super Bowl with Saquon Barkley, who was a number two overall pick in the draft, and obviously it didn't work as well as they wanted to in New York, even though he was really, really good in New York, but we understand what's going on. Jeanty said this when he wrote on the Players Tribune. Most people, they watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl a couple of months ago, and they watched Saquon run through everyone in the playoffs, and they thought to themselves, this is amazing. I watched it, and I thought something different. I thought, that can be me. And then he said this. He addressed basically general managers around the NFL, and he said, if you pick me, it's simple. I'm coming to your franchise to do what Saquon and the Eagles just did. I'm coming to win big soon. It's tackle football. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd draft the guy they can't tackle.
I love it. I love it.
I thought that was great. That cracked me up. If everybody's convinced, Andy, that this guy's going to be the best player in the draft, and his draft profile ranking for whatever that's worth is off the charts, he's the number one guy. And we said about Travis Hunter, well, if you can get a really good player who can help you win football games, even if he's not a top 3-5 wide receiver, and you get a top 10 wide receiver, top 15, isn't that good enough? And we said yes. Well, then why wouldn't you draft a guy who might be the top 2-5 running back in the NFL? Why wouldn't you?
especially when your offense can't score more than two touchdowns. You can't. You're averaging 15.2 points per game. I can't. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face, or at least until next Thursday.
That's your second blue in the face
they
of the day. You're only
got
allowed,
to
only
get
three.
More than two touchdowns a game. They're never going to win until they can get to 20 consistently, 21 really. Consistently, you can't expect to be an NFL team that scores 15 points a game and win. I don't care how good your defense is. It's not going to happen. So at some point, they're going to have to load up. And this is even me thinking that I think there are defensive players that are better than offensive players in this draft. This is me saying that they've got to fix the offense. And again, Jeff, look, maybe you do take a defensive player with the number two pick overall, and maybe your next five picks are on offense. I don't know. But they have got to figure out a way to infuse some life into the offense. You can't be last in the NFL and expect to do anything.
If they use the number two pick on a guy, folks, who you gave the football to 250 times and he was a stud, did you miss? I don't think you missed.
I don't think so either.
If you had taken Nick Chubb in the first round, would that have been a miss?
No.
Exactly.
No.
And that's why I just personally don't think it's preposterous, the idea of if you can get an absolute elite talent, I mean, a guy who you think is just as good as anybody in the league at his position. Now, he's not the biggest guy. And some people would make the argument, well, he's playing for Boise and not running against the best competition. Okay.
Blue turf makes you faster.
Maybe.
I've heard that before.
Maybe. I've heard that too. It's just that there are questions in this draft, I think, on everybody, including Cam Ward. He's the only no-brainer at two for me. Everybody else, you got to think a little bit. And you're looking for, to me, a guy who can really come in and impact your football team. And that's Andy just, and I don't know that they would, that's why I'm not looking past Ashton Jeanty at number two, because you need a big-time running back. And if you had a big-time running back, I think it would help this football team.
I'm going back and looking at my lifetime of running backs that have been selected number two overall.
In your lifetime, there have been a lot.
Not as many as you think, especially not since 2000.
Well, not in recent years.
No, but you know what, Jeff? It really wasn't even that.
You go back a ways.
So let me go back to 67, Clint Jones, right? Then your next running back taken, number two overall. Again, number two overall. You have to go to 1974.
Or go number one.
Well, I'm talking about just number two. I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about two.
Okay, but I mean, if a guy could be taken at two, he could be taken, you know, if he went number one, that's
maybe.
A guy named O.J. Simpson was pretty good.
Okay, but I'm going back to 74, and I'll give you Bo Matthews at number two, but he didn't have much of a play for the Chargers, came from Colorado. Remember him? No, you don't.
No.
1974, I don't either. You know, Tony Dorsett was a pretty good pick in 77, ended up in the Hall of Fame. That wasn't bad. And then when you come back to the other side, Eric Dickerson was also drafted in 83. But one, you have to go from 83 to 90. You're waiting again. Blair Thomas at number two overall.
That didn't work.
Then they came back 4 years later. Marshall Faulk was probably worth the pick. He made it to the Hall of Fame, right? That was a pretty good deal.
But see, this is my point. If you get a guy who's wildly productive, does it matter if he's playing wide receiver? Does it matter if he's playing running back?
No, you need some kind of offensive punch. I agree with what you're saying.
When there's not a guy like Calvin Johnson at wide receiver, you know, Calvin Johnson was 6'5", 230, whatever he was, and ran like crazy. That's, you know, I wonder who has the higher ceiling. Is it Travis Hunter? Is it Ashton Jeanty? And that... I'm just not going to rule him out. Maybe I should rule him out, but I don't know that I'm going to rule
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Pull him out. So I don't know. So what do you do?
I don't know. Kevin's in North Olmsted. Hey, Kev, what's up, man?
Kevin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, I don't know where Zeke was drafted by the Cowboys, but that, I mean, you could, I guess, debate whether or not that was a worthwhile pick if it was early on, and considering all the money they paid him, it didn't lead to any playoffs. But, Jeff, I really wanted to attack this idea of the Cooper. I mean, you all remember, of course, because you're far smarter than I, but that, I mean, we paid out his $20 million plus in a bonus last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we sent him to Buffalo, Buffalo only paid him $800,000. So I suppose if he would come back for the minimum, then fine. But he's also a 22 or 23, I can't remember the number, but he's like a huge cap hit on the Browns this year. And when you add that to, like, you know, was it a Za'Darius Smith, I think.
Yeah.
He was 13, 14 million. And I don't know that Wills probably isn't any kind of, but obviously Watson is 80, 90 million over the next 2 years, or however that turns out to be. I mean, you know, if Amari would come back for the minimum or at least in the low millions, I'd say terrific. Great idea. I like the idea of, him being a tutor, you know, as you said, Jeff, I mean, nobody runs a better route than him. He's a pro, he's a pro's pro. But just from the money standpoint alone, can you really, you know, rationalize that kind of signing, especially if he wants his normal $20 million?
But you know what, Kevin? Normal isn't normal anymore for him.
Right.
Because he didn't produce that way in Buffalo. He didn't produce that way here in Cleveland. And right now he doesn't have any kind of normal because he doesn't have any kind of contract. So I would think, if the Browns could make him an offer that was intriguing enough, that they could get him in here. And I don't think it would be 20. I don't know that it would even be 10.
Well, now you're getting more in the range of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just that we are so, you know, I mean, does he have anything left in the tank? I have to agree with one of the previous callers who said, I mean, it was pretty obvious in Buffalo that he just didn't have it. He had one like real headline catch that I recall. I didn't even remember if it was the playoffs. It might have been the last game or two of the year where he caught that ball on the, what, 6, 7, 8 yard line and ended up pitching it back to Josh Allen, who scored a touchdown. So it'd be great to get another pro's pro, and he did work well, obviously, with Flacco. Those two, that one very electric and dynamite catch in – Flacco threw it. It was three defenders there, and somehow Cooper came and then tightrope down the sideline, and we all remember that one.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, I'm intrigued by what you say. I just say, you know, we really have to start acting like we're adults now in the context of how we've screwed up so many things, and, you know, in regards to the cap. And I think that they're starting to do that now. Just with this year, you see the free agents, they haven't gone out and tried to get a $14 million defensive tackle or a $14, $15 million offensive tackle for that matter, or on down the, or a safety, which God knows I think we could use. So yeah, anyway, I love your guys' show. Listen almost every day when I can,
Thanks, Kevin.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Blessings.
And also, hey,
Kevin
also,
in North Olmsted.
Jeff, don't forget Amari is pick number 94 this year for the Browns in the third round too. So he's the return is pick 94 this
year.
So,
and see, if you're Buffalo, you're thinking, dang, we gave up a third round pick and that's all we got.
Yeah.
So
that was a win.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question that was a win.
Well, let's see. I'm sorry. that'll be a win after we see whatever pick 94
whatever wide
does.
Receiver yeah. they get in the third round who yeah. comes in and doesn't play very well.
Yeah, because our history and tradition of wide receivers in the third round has not been real stellar.
No, lately. No, it really hasn't. That's the truth.
I you know what I don't like about the conversation.
Tell me,
had
Andy,
today?
What don't you like?
Well, it's that history is telling us Travis Hunter doesn't make sense, and you've said that, or history is telling you that if the Browns do decide to draft Travis Hunter, that if it doesn't work, it'll be the here we go again. They were the smartest guys in the room. I don't. I'm just yeah. looking. I'm looking at, you know, some of the guys that have been drafted number two overall here for the last couple of years, and you know, since 2016, with the exception of Zach Wilson, they've all pretty much been hits. Trubisky. I mean, but he did make the Pro Bowl 1 year, so I don't know if that counts. Or whatever.
Mitch hasn't had the career that everybody thought he might have when he was taken that high, but I do. I've always thought he played better in Chicago than. He got credit for
the last two quarterbacks taking number two were rookie of the year.
I almost think, Andy, in this situation at two for the Browns, they need to think this. Throw position out the window. Which guy is going to be the best NFL player? And if that's Ashton Jeanty at running back, you take him at number two and you move along. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan. Sam Amico talking Cavaliers NBA playoffs with us at 1:20. Brian Anderson. Expected to join us at noon. Stay tuned right here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.